This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking to Mark Hansen, Commodity Manager for CHS Hedging, about the long-term outlook for hog markets. Mark, last year we know was a very turbulent year for hog markets. What are you expecting here in 2021?
Well, Mike, it does appear that the volatility is going to continue well into 2021. Probably not quite as dynamic as what we saw back in 2020, but volatile nonetheless. Ahead of us, there's definitely a tug of war going on of expectations of demand and obviously the higher input costs and the effects of both to the production. Right now, the USDA is expecting about a 1% increase in 2021. So really, the demand has to stay strong throughout this next year. And the two key things to watch, I think, is going to be the Chinese demand, which has been robust, and this needs to continue to be robust in 2021, but also domestic. What's going to happen after post-COVID? And there's certainly some expectations of strong demand domestically, but we still don't know how strong that demand will be after things reopen.
Let's talk about input costs. What impact do you think increased grain prices and soybean crush levels will have on overall pork production profitability this year?
Well, right now, hogs have really kept up with the higher input costs. Kind of a rule of thumb is each dollar hundredweight of hog prices equates to roughly about $2 a head profitability.
That's Mark Hansen, Commodity Manager for CHS Hedging. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.